Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have a few announcements here, and I think Lauren does as well. First thing, we'll be continuing the Lottie Moon Christmas collection today. We will also have our choir Christmas program this morning. This afternoon, vans will leave to go Christmas caroling at 5 p.m. and then travel towards Harrison. And then after caroling, they will stop at McDonald's. December 24th, there will be no evening service. And then the 31st, we will have our fifth Sunday dinner following the morning service. The other announcements I have, Holly needs some guys to come help set up tables out in the gym after church this morning so she can start decorating and stuff for Wednesday.
So I've got a couple of things. There will be no children's church today. The kids are just going to stay in here and listen to singing. And I know Kim has already thanked everyone, but thank you for all your donations and the stuff that you brought for store. The kids, if you could see them, they look like little pack mules trying to lug everything out of here. They had a great time at the Awana store. This Wednesday, we have our children's program. So the kids will meet me by Miss Betty's desk at 5:45 to get their hats and their scarves and stuff on. And then the program will start at 6 o'clock in here. So parents can drop them off by Miss Betty's desk and then just come in here and find a seat. Following the program, there will be cookies and drinks out in the gym. So no dinner that night. And the kids can wear whatever. They want to wear Christmas clothes, that's fine. But they don't have an assigned uniform.
Okay, we'll be leaving this evening at 5 o'clock, and we'll take the vans. Could I get people to raise their hand who will be going caroling with us tonight so that we can kind of get an idea of how many vans we need to take? Caroling tonight? Up high. Okay, thank you.
All right, I think that's all the announcements. Will y'all pray with me? God, just thank you for all you bless us with, God. I pray for Matt and the choir here this morning, God. I pray you just use them to bless us. God, thank you for the work they've done. God, I pray for this season, God, we just remember why we celebrate Christmas and the main purpose, God. I pray you watch and protect us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I don't know if there was forethought for ushers. We're going to take our offering here in a second. Have ushers been chosen for that? Could you do that real quick if you're responsible for that? We have four guys up here. There you go. Good job. Can't have a service without an offering in a Baptist church. We are glad you're here for this cantata this morning, and I wanted to tell you while they're coming forward that there's a blue card in front of you in the pew, and that's for if you're a visitor. Now, not just if you're a visitor and going to be gone again like a family member to see this cantata, but if you're a real visitor that might come back again that we'd like to get to know, fill that out and put it in the offering plate, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's pray for this offering, please. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for the day that you've given us. And Lord, we're so thankful that you sent your Son to be born in Bethlehem and to take our sins away by his death on the cross. And we're so thankful for that. Lord, I pray for this offering. I pray for this service today. And I just pray that we will all be blessed because we've been here in your house today. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing."
Thank you. Just one more announcement before we start. You're going to be seeing words up here, and there's been some confusion in the past about that. Those are just for you to see what the choir is singing in case you have trouble understanding us. Toward the end of the service, we'll invite you to sing with us, but until then, just sing only if you want to, okay? Choir.
looking for a place to sleep when Mary had secrets that her heart must keep, but then they were glad, so glad, they were glad. Their lives were changed by a baby boy. A host of bright angels tell the shepherd then. When the angel said no, they obeyed his command. They were glad, so glad, they were glad. Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. You may be seated.
Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Join me in silent prayer, please.
will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
In Colorado, my roots will ever see. John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life."
Amen.
Forevermore, forevermore, sing hallelujah. On that holy night when Christ was born, there was no room for him in the inn. In a lonely manger lay God's only Son, the great Redeemer and Savior of men. When Christ started his ministry here, he was rejected by his own race. They had no room for his teachings. They rejected his message of grace. They crucified the Holy Son of God on a cruel cross on Mount Calvary. They thought they would end his life. They had no room for him, you see. Jesus Christ arose from the dead. Many still just would not believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. His message they would not receive. Today, many still reject our Lord. They have no room in each heart for the only one who shed his blood for salvation of souls to impart. Many even say happy holidays. They seem to display no shame. As they take Christ out of Christmas, they leave out his holy name. Do you have room for Jesus Christ, who died to save you from your sin? Make room in your heart today and let the precious Savior come in.
It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town, it did not know that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Holds the promise tight. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight and the burden's light, for in His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart.
participate. If you'd stand with us, we'll wait, give DJ a chance to find You Are Worthy of It All. There we go. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from You are all good, and to You are all things. You deserve the glory. Sing that again. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from You are all good, and to You are all things. You deserve the glory, all the saints and angels. We're going to give you a chance to respond. We're going to sing Silent Night and ask our counselors to come forward. And we'll just sing all three stanzas, and if you feel led to come and pray or you need to speak with someone, you make sure that you take care of that and do that. Let's do this one. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender, have our final prayer to close the service, I'd like to say thank you to several people. This kind of thing doesn't just happen. It might look like it just fell into place this morning, but it takes a lot of work. And so I've got a long list. This won't take very long. I'll try to rush through it. We have a couple of great guys back there doing tech operations, the PowerPoint. I don't know if you noticed the scenic scenes behind the words that we had this year, but Monica and Savannah spent a good part of an evening working on those, choosing just the right ones for each song that went with the theme of each song. And then DJ and Russell are back there always trying to act as invisible as they can, doing a good job. So thank you to them. We had maybe the youngest person to ever sing in an adult or sing. Did she sing? I think she did sing. I didn't know she was going to sing, but she did sing. And to do that, I don't know if you realize that, but Lainey had memorized that part that she had. And so she did an awesome job. And I want to thank her and her mother, Lindsay, for doing it. Lastly, I'm missing several people to thank, but lastly, I wanted to thank Savannah for helping us out with this duet on Tennessee Christmas. We were trying to keep her from singing, but we just couldn't hold her back. She just desperately had to force her way in. No, I want to tell you the true story of what happened. Just our last practice together last Sunday, Monica was just been giving me grief. You can't imagine the kind of squalling she's been doing. I can't sing this song and play at the same time. Oh, just terrible. And so Savannah had enough at the back. She was back there at the back. And she says, "Do you need help, Mom?" And when she said that, it was like you could hear a pin drop. I'm telling you a true story. I said to myself, Savannah's not volunteering to come up here and sing, is she? And she was, and she did. She came up here and helped her mom, helped her out of a fix, and did a great job. And I wanted to thank Savannah for stepping out. So the choir and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
However, Tennessee Christmas, originally sung by Alabama in Arkansas, shameful, but all those pale in comparison to the original Christmas in Bethlehem a couple of thousand years ago. Amen. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you. We're so blessed. We're so thankful that you humbled yourself to come to this world, to live a sinless life, to die, lay your life down on that cross, and to rise victorious from the grave, Lord, just to pay our sin debt. Forever grateful that we'll now have sweet fellowship with you in heaven's eternity. Amen. We pray, Lord, that things today that were sung and our prayers are pleasing to you. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Protect us now as we go back to our homes and help us to, again, Lord, just reflect on what you've done for us and the reason for this Christmas season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.